got it on this edition of the Good Day Weekend program. I'm going to give you the phone number, first of all, for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert here on the Good Day program. The toll-free line is 888-553-7536. You know, I had a revelation this week, Ken.
A revelation?
A revelation. I'm trying to think of, maybe I should ask people around the country, how many of you pay for long distance? And nobody would raise their hand.
That is amazing that you're thinking about that. I was thinking about that yesterday.
Yeah. Why are we why are we paying for a phone call when it doesn't cost them in the first place to call?
Who pays for long distance?
Nobody does.
It's amazing that you were thinking about that. Yeah. That thought was echoing in my mind yesterday. Right.
So look for a change in phone numbers fast, folks. At any rate, today, 888-553-7536, as Ken and I celebrate the beginning of our sixth year, sixth season, sixth annual review of what we've been doing here in this program, in this context. And so we hopefully have helped, I know we have, thousands of people who have called this program over the course of the years, and it's the most listened to medical program on the weekend. It's a good way for you to break through, medically speaking, some of the information you may have been given. You're not comfortable with something going on in your body. Whatever it is, you can feel free to call us right now on the radio. You're listening online at drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com, 888-553-7536. And I was about to say the same thing that we often do, toll-free anywhere in the United States. Well, I don't think we've gotten any calls from outside of the country, have we? I don't remember getting any calls from outside the country. But the medical conditions that people have are pretty much the same. We go through the medical breakthroughs of the week that Ken has researched. Whatever front-page medical news there is, you'll hear it here. And we also have the Good Day Health newsletter. What's the hot item this week that you have written about and people can get to signing up for it by going to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com?
Some of the breakthroughs in treating cancer you're going to read about, some of the articles that have come out the last few months that we haven't had time to talk about during our show. That we do the newsletter, we untangle some of the publications in the medical journals that come out, the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle. I promise you, you'll learn something. And the nice thing about the newsletter is that, yes, it's still free.
Right, just like the phone call. 888-553-7536. Okay, so there's a new blood test that was announced this week that can help women. And it, at least according to the hype, saves breast cancer patients' lives. What's the story behind the story there, Ken?
This is really good news. This is really a lot of hope. And I think you're going to see this come to your local doctor shortly. This came out in the Lancet Oncology this week. It's a simple blood test that can save lives by helping doctors, Doug, swiftly diagnose whether a patient with early breast cancer faces high risk of death or relapse after treatment. The tumor cells in a blood sample, when taken at an early stage of the disease, they seem to be an accurate predictor of a patient's survival chances, and these findings could help identify early on which patients might benefit from additional treatment like chemotherapy. This is a very interesting blood test. What they have discovered, these medical scientists, the presence of one or more circulating tumor cells, they're called CTCs. You know, us doctors, we like to abbreviate everything.
Yeah.
Stands for circulating tumor cells, and it predicts early recurrence and decreased overall survival. The more circulating tumor cells or CTCs found in the blood, the higher the risk of death. So this is a way with a blood test we can determine how aggressive to be and whether to give more and more treatment. It's just a nice way of trying to keep you healthy when you have these horrible things.
Yeah, but the blood test is preferable now to mammograms and other things. We've been in the last couple of weeks, for those of you who may not have been around, we've been discussing a lot of the treatment ideas that have changed among the professionals, like no more PSA testing, and some have recommended no more mammographies. Is this sounds like sort of the next page, the next step here.
Well, it's not to substitute, it's to add, and I'm not sure that we're actually excluding PSAs. That is very controversial. Talk to your local urologist. You know, I think what we're going to do is no longer just have reflex actions and cookie cut everybody, but we're going to think about each person separately and whether these tests are appropriate on an individual basis based on your risks and potential of having these problems.
You can also send us email. It's email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. As an example, here's Sylvia, who wants to know if there is a connection between her migraine headaches and the fact that she has been deep in depression for a couple of years.
Boy, what a great question, whether migraine headaches are associated with depression.
What do you take? I think, if I'm just throw this in while you're nosing it around. There are a lot of people, and I'm not sure exactly where you are on this, serotonin and magnesium and things like that. You know how I am when it comes to the home homeopathic stuff. I don't get many headaches, frankly. But I have noticed that when I've run out of magnesium, that, you know, we've had sponsors over the years that have been pretty good. This magnesium input into the body is very necessary. And oftentimes we don't know enough. We don't talk. We talk a lot about vitamins, but not about minerals. And I wonder if that is, if you get lower than normal magnesium in your system, if that affects, are you eating right, I suppose, is a question. Yeah, what's going on with you?
Well, just the all general health is important to try to deal with these things. But specifically, I would say about 20% of people who have migraine headaches, Doug, do have associated depression.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions is, what's the chicken, what's the egg? Certainly, if you have these horrible migraine headaches, I don't know if you've ever had one, but they're just... Fortunately, I've never had one, but I've taken care of a lot of patients who have, and they're just horrible, horrible episodes.
Yep.
And if you have these on a regular basis, I think it's normal to be somewhat depressed. But
so that causes the depression. Is that what you're... What's the link? Is it depression, then migraine, or migraine, then depression?
I think it occurs always, in both ways. I think that you can have a reactive depression from your migraine headaches, but you can have a major depression also associated with the depression. It's not in everybody, but probably in about 18% of people it's been reported.
Really? All right. So something to keep in mind. What are you eating? What's going on around you? Chocolate, I remember, was supposed to be good, and so are mushrooms. If I can, they're all kinds of good. Your body chemistry, everybody's is different. One thing I would bet would be not good is drinking any alcohol. If you got a migraine, I can't imagine that would be good for you, would it?
Absolutely. Yeah. But when you have serious migraine headaches and severe depression, you know, you need what you're talking about to stay healthy, but you're going to need pharmacology. You're going to need prescription medication.
And are women more likely to be having this problem than men?
Women definitely more likely have migraine headaches. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. 800-510-8255. Welcome to the Medical School of the Air. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Caller number one is Mark in Hagerstown, Maryland. We're here to follow up. I guess you have been with us before. Is that right, Mark?
Yes. Last week.
Oh, you did. Okay. What's the problem and what happened?
Hi, Mark. Welcome back.
Well, I went to the doctor 3 years ago, and he found an aneurysm in my aorta, in my upper chest.
Thoracic aortic aneurysm.
So I went back 2 years ago, and he said that I shouldn't be concerned because it's minuscule. It's very small. And then I went back, just went back to him again. I asked him about it. He said, don't worry about it.
All right. We remember that, I think. Don't you remember that, Ken? So that, what do we do now? What's the question?
Well, you asked me how big it would be.
Correct.
So I found out it's 4.2 millimeters.
4.2 centimeters.
Yeah, centimeters.
Yes.
Is that
okay,
something I should be concerned about?
What kind of doctor told you that?
A heart doctor.
A heart doctor. Interesting. Well, when was the last time that it was measured?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. Boy, I would, let me tell you how I would handle this. the first thing I would want to do is make sure you have good blood pressure control. What's an aneurysm? An aneurysm is a bulge of an artery in the body. Every pipe, every artery that takes blood away from the heart has a normal diameter. And once the diameter gets beyond a certain level, it's called an aneurysm. This is a bulge. The reason why we're concerned about this is because once this bulge gets beyond a certain point, it has a very high likelihood of rupturing. And these blood vessels, I've mentioned this, I think, last week, look like the long balloons that we used to make for the kids when they were young, and twist them around. And if you blow them up too hard, they burst. You have in the chest what we call a thoracic aortic aneurysm. In the chest, when the diameter gets above 5.5 centimeters, 5.5 is the magic number in the chest. It's different throughout the body. But for yours, 5.5, there is where it becomes a high risk of bursting. So I wouldn't want you to get to that point. The problem is these things do have a rate of increase on their own, even when they're doing well. So I'm a little surprised that your doctor is not at all concerned about this. What I would tell you is to maintain good blood pressure control. You want to do home blood pressure monitoring. You want to make sure that your upper number is between 110 to 120 when you have an ascending thoracic aortic aneurysm. And you want to make sure you avoid contact and competitive sports, deep sea diving, and heavy weightlifting. And if it's been 3 years since you had this thing imaged, I would recommend getting it imaged again.
So what was it when you did it a year? You said, was it 3 years ago, Mark, you had it measured?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
What was it then?
4.2.
And it's 4.4 now?
No, it's just I don't know what it is now. I mean, I haven't.
I thought you said you had it. You went to look up the information because you didn't have it last week, and that's what it was then. So
right.
Do what Dr. Kent says.
He hasn't imaged it in 3 years.
Yeah, check it, and then maybe you can call us back again. Maybe you ought to go to two doctors, though. What do you think, Ken?
Absolutely. I'm a little puzzled why that doctor has no interest in following this.
Yeah. 888-55. And the reason he's called a couple of times is because he's skeptical as well. So if you don't want to be with the doctor that you had, you obviously, sir, don't want to be with the doctor where you are. So don't. It's still a free country. Medicine's a little dicey, but
the clock is ticking.
Pick and choose intelligently. If you are not comfortable 100% with your doctor, get the heck out of there. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken taking your questions and calls in a number of forms. It's 20 minutes past the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program.
What's your first stop this weekend? The Estee Lauder counter at Macy's for the summer getaway gift. Your free 7-piece gift includes a colorful beach tote, a full-size pure color lipstick, sumptuous mascara, and more. Plus your choice of moisturizer in a 14-day supply. It's yours with any $35 Estee Lauder skincare or foundation purchase. What to buy? Summer Skin loves our number one anti-aging serum, Advanced Night Repair. Quantities are limited, so come get your Estee Lauder summer getaway gift. Only at Macy's. Start your summer today.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The message here is that we're open, the office of the airwaves, medically speaking, available to you at 888-55-DRKEN.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your heart? How's your liver, your spleen? 800-510-8255. A dear friend of mine has a brother who has pancreatic cancer. And a big guy has lost a lot of weight. And it seems like there isn't a whole lot of hope. Is there a tougher kind of cancer than that?
It's hard to think of one.
Yeah, it's really tough. 888-553-7536. Paul is in Los Angeles listening to KFWB. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Good evening, gentlemen.
It's morning where we are. You had a long night, Paul, I'm betting, right?
Yes, I do political advertising. We're still cleaning up from the fight.
Oh, really?
So it's something we'll work till probably 6 in the morning, getting up all the political signs and making the cities beautiful again.
That's right. But, well, L.A. is beautiful.
Hello, Los Angeles.
Put them up, we pull them down.
Mm-hmm. All right, so.
It's a weird problem, guys. I'm 57 years old. I am a 320-pound diabetic, but the problem is with my ears. I've always sounded like the past 4 years, felt like I had an ocean in my left ear. And I even had drainage on my pillow, but not in an extreme. And it's painful. It's always been painful. But lately, in the past 2.5 years, it has gotten to intolerance. The funny thing is, if a speakerphone goes off in the room, my left ear has an inner vibration that just plain is like a knife going in. But if I cover my right ear, the pain stops in my left.
Paul, let me see if I can help you get to the next step. And I don't want to begin to think that we could possibly figure that out without me looking into your ear here. But because there are so many different causes of ear pain, from trauma to infection, and I don't want to scare you, but even cancer. And then there's a whole long list of allergic and autoimmune issues. And you can get a foreign body there. You can have trauma to your ear. I would recommend, and this shouldn't be a hard task to figure out, you're in a very wonderful area of the world for medicine.
Yeah, I agree, but I've had 3 CTs, I've had 2 MRIs. The only thing I haven't had is a partridge in the pear tree.
So you've been to a few prominent
I've been to 3 doctors. I've been to 3 different hospitals for it. And the main symptom, which is rather confusing again, is that when that speakerphone goes off or that boom box goes off, the right ear seems to accept it. And the left ear just hurts like heck.
Paul, what medical centers have you been to? Because this sounds like it's just not
UCLA,
a routine.
UCLA, UCLA, Olive View. And what they did was they found a piece of canal in my left ear that runs along my brain.
Okay.
That seems to be draining fluid from one to the other. But they are not sure that that is what's causing the problem. They keep on saying, well, we'll get a more finite scan or more finite CT, and they're just sitting on their hands. And in the meantime, daddy's going deaf. And I've got a 25-year-old boy, wheelchair-bound, CP, blind, seizures, you name it, he's got it. And I can see everything on him, including his fingernails, but
okay.
Why can't somebody take care of my ear?
Paul, let me help you get to the next step, because it's a small world, and you have obviously not a routine, easy problem. You need to have this conversation with the person at UCLA that's evaluating you, and have a frank discussion with them, because they know at UCLA around the country the super specialists in your particular unusual issue, and have a face to face with the guy. Do it in a polite manner and tell them that if you're not familiar with what I've got, all of the ear doctors around the country. Who is the expert in what I have, and where should I go? Can you refer me to the expert with this problem?
That would be that's an excellent suggestion. The chances are, if he had cancer, it would have manifested in more ways than one after two and a half or 3 years.
What it sounds to me is like he has a very complicated structural disorder, Doug.
Yeah, right.
And this is going to take a super, super specialist in that area. Probably there's a few of them in the country, and I'm sure the guy at UCLA or woman at UCLA can get him to the right person. They just need to talk.
One of the things that I know, being in the radio business and being around studios where things have... And I, this guy doing what he does now, my bet is that he's been around in perhaps the music world or something connected to studios. Sometimes, I tossed a guy off the air one day who was a regular on my program because he couldn't hook up the right way. It's sort of a silly technical story, but the bottom line is that the sound in my headset drilled in my ears so much, I couldn't hear anything for days afterwards. One of the things that you need to be able to do is check inside. Sometimes you get a little infection, something like that, and it's a very difficult, because almost anything can grow in there. And I wonder how long it's been since he had the wax taken out of his ears.
I'm sure.
All right. So good luck to you, sir. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to take your questions, your calls, your concerns are his mana, and we have it from heaven to your ears here on the Good Day Weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Weekend. 888-553-7536. Help yourself to available lines. The medical news of the week. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with the news from you. Oftentimes we develop a blockbuster theme during the course of the program. Not necessarily is that the case today, but we're still certainly open. It's early in the program. Help yourself. We're here live every single weekend of the year with this service, and you can take advantage of it by simply sending an email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. 888-553-7536 is the best, because Dr. Ken can probe with you what may be the way to deal with your question, your problem. Bob's in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi, sir.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, hi, Dr. Ken. I enjoy the show, and thanks for taking my call. I listen often.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, I noticed my right side was lopsided in my abdomen area, distended. I started belching. I was gassy. And under my right rib cage, just pain. I'm having waves of nausea.
Sounds like your gallbladder.
Exactly what I think. So I went to my GI doctor. He ordered a CAT scan. I noticed my stools have lightened up in color. And I'm just suffering, and they keep putting me off. Well, I did the CAT scan, and that became with the iodine. That was normal. My blood work was normal, so I heard of the HIDA scan, so I recommended that.
What did the CAT? What, first of all, so they did not do an ultrasound. They went right to a CAT scan.
Yes.
And what?
Yes.
And what did it? What did the CAT scan show? Did it show gallstones?
Nothing. Normal.
Totally normal.
He said the CAT scan is normal. Call me if you're still having trouble. We can do a GI scope. And I said, well, it's not my stomach. I feel it's my gallbladder. So I went to my primary doctor. My primary doctor said, we're going to do an ultrasound. I said, well, why not a HIDA scan? And
I would start with an ultrasound.
Okay.
And if the ultrasound is normal, and if you're still convinced it's the gallbladder, then the HIDA scan. Let me back up a little bit. You know, what is bile? It's a fluid. It's produced by your liver. It helps you digest fats in the foods that you eat. And it's stored in the gallbladder. It's a little bag. The bag compresses, and then it flows down into the intestines to meet the food. And unfortunately, at times, stones form in the gallbladder, and then these stones can really clog up the whole system. And you describe it pretty well. It's the right upper quadrant of the abdomen, right under the breastbone. It can actually mimic a heart attack. It can mimic other things, an ulcer. So things can be confused with a pain that's there. Are you having any difficulty with digesting fats. So if you eat a fatty meal, does that make your symptoms even worse?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Yes. Lately, I've been staying away from the fats, but occasionally when I do, yes, it triggers that. My concerns, Dr. Ken, is if the ultrasound comes back normal, because I know several people that had gallbladder issues.
Then I would go to the HIDA scan.
And would that come back normal, do you think? Is that a possibility?
I'm worried about that. It depends what your problem is. But if you're having symptoms precipitated by eating fatty food in your right upper quadrant of your abdomen and the ultrasound is not definitive, I would do a HIDA scan. And that's a nuclear scan. And it actually creates pictures of your liver, your gallbladder, the bile ducts, and the small intestines. And it allows you to actually track the production and flow of bile from your liver to your small intestines. And that will be very helpful to determine if you're having a problem. I hope you have a good gastroenterologist, GI doctor, because sometimes this is a very obvious diagnosis. Sometimes it can be challenging. You know, the risk factors... fat female, 40 is, you know, an
fat female who's 40. A 40 fat female.
And fertile.
And fertile fat female.
You know, 40, that's taught to medical students for decades.
Right. Hey, Dr. Ken.
Which this man does not actually fit in. But that's the typical person who has a gallbladder problem.
But Dr. Ken, real quick, if it didn't show up on a CAT scan, does that mean it won't show up on the ultrasound or not?
Well, you can have a function. Well, there's a possibility that the stones were missed. But more importantly, you can have a functional problem that won't be picked up until you do the HIDA scan.
I see.
As opposed to a structural issue. And that's why often you need to combine the two.
All right.
I understand.
All right, sir. You're welcome. Good luck to you, sir. Let's stay in North Carolina. Jim's in Albemarle. Hi, Jim.
Yes. Dr. Kronaus, I have suffered from chronic constipation for about 15 years. I'm a 64-year-old man.
That's not a fun thing to have.
No, it's not. I take the drugs Zyprexa and Effexor. I don't know if that's relevant or not. The only way I've been able to get by for about 15 years is by drinking an extremely large amount of prune juice every 4 or 5 days. I've been able to get by that way. Otherwise, nothing.
Jim, have you had your thyroid checked, and that's okay?
My thyroid's normal, sir.
And you get enough fiber and fluids, the usual things we recommend?
Oh, yes, I've tried everything, doctor.
And you get enough physical activity?
Doctor, I can scarcely walk.
Well, that may be part of the issue. And what is your, and I guess you, because physical activity, lack of it, can bring this issue on. Do you have any other illnesses besides what you've told me? Do you have any problems with the colon, the rectum, the intestines?
No, sir, there's no cancer. I took in colonic inertia test. I just completed it. It took 8 days for it to come through. The reason I called, my physician and I are discussing the possibility of surgery.
Jim, are you diabetic?
No, I'm not.
Have you had any injuries to your spinal cord?
Anything? I have spinal stenosis.
Okay, because... You know, sometimes when you have some injury to the spinal cord, it can affect the nerves that lead to the intestines, and that may be an issue. But you also said that you suffer from depression, right?
Well, yes, the effects will take care of that really well.
Exactly, and some of the antidepressants can combine here and make things worse. What does the GI doctor think? He thinks that there's no other options other than going to surgery?
The GI doctor, I've been to 2 or 3. They don't know what to do. The reason I called was, do you think it would be appropriate to try the drug Reglan? I've never taken it.
I don't think it could hurt. before you try surgery, I would definitely try a number of different drugs that have been used, and I don't see why what you have to lose. Are you going to need to be on the Effexor forever?
Sir, I don't know it. I suffer from such a many years from such really bad depression.
What does your psychiatrist think? Does he think there's some hope of adjusting your medicines?
Sir, I haven't asked you. I didn't know if it was worth looking into or not.
I would. I would ask your psychiatrist about the possibility of, whether that aspect is contributing here. Is there any way to get you some physical therapy so you can be more active?
Sir, I live in a very small town and I'm on Medicare. I don't know.
I would talk to your, you have a good primary care doctor?
Yes, he's just given up. He doesn't know what to do,
okay,
doctor.
Well, let me suggest that you get referred to a compassionate physical therapist who can help get you some activity, because that is so important to combat constipation. And I have a feeling that your exercise is getting up from the sofa to go to the table to eat a meal.
That's correct. Sir, I have so many physical disabilities, I just can't get... I can barely walk, and I mean barely.
Jim, just trust me. Ask your internist for a referral to a physical therapist. Some of them are so clever, and they'll figure out how to get you a little bit of activity. I'm not suggesting you become a marathon runner, but there is, you don't have to do that, but there's certainly some medium between doing almost no activity like you are right now and, being aggressive about it. That's not what I'm suggesting.
888-553-7536 as we move along. Medical discussions with folks, individual problems, ideas. When you hear some of these calls, Dr. Ken comes up with answers that are medically sound. But one of the things that I always want to underscore here is that, first of all, if you don't ask the question, nobody's going to be the better for it, including you. So the silliest thing you can do is have a question and not call or try to get in one way or another. Secondly, the essence of what you're hearing, maybe something that's going on with you, you've got an idea. We have this, Ken, frequently with people. We'll hear a discussion here, and they go, I got that same problem. Here's how I solved it. Help yourself to helping others. That's what we're here for as well. Ken doesn't, he knows a lot, but he doesn't know it all. And if there's some experience you've had with something that you hear being discussed here and it worked,
certainly the effects are could be causing him constipation. That's why I want him to go back to the psychiatrist.
888-553-7536. Well, he's a very depressed guy. I mean, you talk about listening to him. Very depressed guy. And that has
if you were constipated for
awful.
That long a period of time, I think you...
Which comes first, though? Back to the migraine discussion we had in the last half hour.
That's
the depression what causes the migraine, or the migraine that causes the depression? Same thing here. Are you constipated because you are depressed, or are you depressed because you're constipated? There is something psychological, deeply, deeply psychological, about not being able to go to the bathroom. And those of us who are fortunate enough to be regular... It's wonderful. You don't understand what goes on with people for whatever the reason. If things get off the beat, it really is. It's traumatic. I understand that completely, but you got to do something about it. And so there's the advice.
That must be horrible to go through.
Awful.
That.
888-553-7536. Something else that's tough, and Ken is the expert when it comes to this. You heard him talking earlier with a couple of folks about his area of expertise. Ken is a well-known national figure in the world of cardiology. And by the way, if you'd like to make an appointment with him at his clinic, 800-LAKE-CARDIO is the number, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. You can dial that number, speak to one of the folks on the staff there, and go down and take a nice trip to Orlando and see Disney maybe before or after you see Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken is not the Disney. His office doesn't look like Disneyland. Got lots of tools, though, in there, and you can get lots of help from having all of the right things done, checked out. Dealing, if you are with high cholesterol, if you have some kind of a triglyceride problem, if you are If you know your blood pressure is too high, you'll find one great reference after another for Ken's approach to the problem. Matter of fact, we talk frequently here about something that he gives to his patients called Cardiol. Why do you give this? Why? What is the property, or what are the properties of Cardiol that help people in a very primary way, Ken?
Doug, I do like this Cardiol because high cholesterol, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks, heart disease, and even strokes. And as a cardiologist, I'm always seeking the safest, most effective way to lower the cholesterol in my patients. And this new all-natural approach from Italy, it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood. They're known as triglycerides. And users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
It's really perfect, folks. Take Cardiol. Okay, so you're asking, how do I get Cardiol? Here's what you do. A free 30-day trial supply is available. One capsule a day lowers your cholesterol levels and triglycerides. It's a good maintenance, great maintenance product, as a matter of fact. The makers are so confident it will work for you, they want you to try it without cost for 30 days so you can find out for yourself how wonderful this product is. You pay only $8.95 in shipping and handling. That's it. You click on to Dr. Ken's free trial, Dr. Ken's free trial, when you're ordering online at cardiol.net/Ken. Cardiol.net/Ken. And the number toll-free if you want to try it is 888. In other words, you can't go online, so you want to call, that's fine. 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Am I going too fast, Ken, or is that okay? Should I repeat it one more time?
One more time.
For you not to let high cholesterol risk your future, try Cardiol free at 888-809-6424 or online. It's cardiol.net/Ken.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg telling you, oh my, how much you've grown since the last time I saw you. Now, when we see our children or our children's children or a niece or a nephew or somebody we haven't seen in a long time, what do we normally do? We'll go over, we will pinch their cheeks, and we will say, you look terrific. You've grown so much. I'm so happy to see you. Now, if somebody happens to see us who has not seen us in a long time, and we are now adults, do they say the same thing to us? Oh my, you've really grown, you've really matured, you've really prospered, you've really become more professional. Probably not. Do we give them the ammunition to do so? Probably not. What we need to do is make sure that when we meet someone who we haven't seen in a long time, they turn to us and they say to us, oh my, how much you've grown. I wish I could do what you do each and every day. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-553-7536. Medical news this week about aspirins. We all think aspirin is this miraculous thing. I think we've had massive amounts of aspirin information the last few weeks, haven't we?
Absolutely. This came out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug, about aspirin. The surprising thing in this study was that the risks of aspirin, the bleeding problems, were higher than had been found in prior studies. The key in this study was that low dose was defined as 300 milligrams or less, and many people are only taking 81 milligrams. So there was a little more bleeding from the stomach and intestines, more bleeding into the brain on so-called low-dose aspirin than expected. So what I'm recommending, if you're taking daily aspirin and have never had a heart attack, have no known coronary artery disease, or you're not a diabetic, I want you to ask your doctor if you should be on aspirin.
All right, pretty simple. 888-553-7536. In a few moments, let's talk about, we'll take some more calls, obviously, the link between your waist size and whether or not you are at risk for diabetes. Shall we do that in a few
Absolutely.
Minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, more of your calls, too. 888-55, Dr. Ken, 51 after the hour. Good day weekend, good day health with Dr. Ken.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The weekly help session from Dr. Ken, here to help you out. So the connection, the waist size, you always say, I think, if I remember correctly, your mantra, 40 for men, 34 for women. Over that, you're in trouble. And now there's something new that links what you have, whether it's those numbers or other numbers, to whether you'll get diabetes. Is this, there are two kinds of diabetes, right?
Yeah, there's two kinds of diabetes. That is correct. This is a study looking at type 2 diabetes, the ones that adults tend to get related to what we think of as obesity. But this was published this week in the medical journal called PLOS. And what they discovered was that waist circumference, Doug, is strongly and independently linked to diabetes type 2 risk. Overweight people with a large waist, for men it was over 40 inches, and for women it was over 34 and a half, have a higher risk of eventually developing type 2 diabetes. So you want to keep that waist size under control.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about pre-diabetes being linked to higher stroke risk? Some other news about that, as long as we're in the diabetes column this week. What's that story?
British Medical Journal. Pre-diabetes, this is an area, a gray area, between having normal blood sugar and actually frank diabetes. It's usually level fasting sugar between 100 and 124. Now with the hemoglobin A1C, it's depending on your test, it's about a hemoglobin A1C above 5.7 up to about 6.2. And people with higher than normal blood sugar levels, or this pre-diabetes, they may actually be at greater risk for having a stroke later in life. And this pre-diabetes, it affects, are you ready for this, Doug? It's amazing. A whopping 79 million Americans.
Wow. Amazing. 888-553-7.
The treatment is purely exercise after the doctor says it's okay, and diet, eliminating or cutting back on the white flour products, the bakery goods, the things you like to eat.
Yeah, but the common sense stuff. We all know what's good for us and what isn't. Mary's in northern Minnesota. Mary, hi. Welcome in. Say hi to Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I have had constipation problems for many years. I am now, along with some chemotherapy that I'm getting for a blood disorder, have had extra constipation problems. I began using a probiotic, over 2 billion cells every day. My problem is gone. I would certainly tell this man to go to a health store and buy some probiotic.
Which one are you using?
What kind of probiotics, Mary?
I'll tell the name. It's called Pearls, the little beads.
Uh-huh.
You can get those. You can also just get a plain 2 billion, you know, as long as it's fresh. I take a probiotic yogurt. I take the probiotic pill every day. I cannot tell you the relief. It's marvelous. Get those natural intestinal bacteria working.
That's a great story.
Yeah, that is. All right, Mary, good luck to you. Thank you for helping out. See, that's exactly what we were talking about a little bit ago when this fellow called up. If you didn't hear the call, it was very, it's just a horrible, just, there aren't words for what goes on if you have chronic constipation. So a lady had used probiotics. We didn't come up with that thought, but it was a good one. We've talked about many different probiotic products over the years.
That's not usually what we think of being an effective use of probiotics, but if it works, it works. That's great.
Yeah. All right. Now let's have another problem discussed with that same thing in mind. Liz is down in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Liz, we got about a minute here. What's your problem?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Kim.
Hi. You have just the opposite problem, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what do you do? What do you do about it?
I've lost like 40 pounds. Mm. I cannot eat. Even if I do eat, it comes right out. And yesterday I couldn't eat all day. Well, the day before yesterday, 2 days in a row, I have not been able to eat.
All right. So what does she do, Ken?
Okay, Liz, you need a good detective. There's a lot of reasons why you can get chronic diarrhea. You can have an infection with bacteria, parasites, viruses. It can be due to some medications you're on. You can be lactose intolerant. You can be using too much artificial sweeteners. And there's a whole long list of other digestive issues.
So
you can celiac, you're familiar with, Doug. Crohn's disease,
yeah.
Ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel.
So what does she do if she doesn't have any insurance?
What does she do if she doesn't have any insurance? You go to the local county health department, and they'll try and get you some help.
Yeah, it's not easy, but you go in. I mean, just you can have an emergency condition. Go in the emergency room, as far as that's concerned. All right, Liz, there's hopefully some good advice for you. Another hour of good advice from Dr. Ken coming up.